Married at First Sight. Chapter 3106. When Catherine ate out, she packed it in case she couldn't finish it. She was not afraid of others laughing at her. She grew up in a rural area, and her life at her adoptive mother's house was not good. She was reluctant to waste things, which seemed normal to others. 10 minutes later, Catherine drove her car back to Farrell's group. Several people stopped her as soon as she returned to the company gate. Those people were part of her adoptive mother's family. They must have been waiting in the Farrell group for a long time, but they didn't wait for her to come out. Unexpectedly, she went out. After the adoptive brother turned around and saw that the person in the car was Catherine, he told his adoptive mother. The adoptive mother turned to look at Catherine. After making sure that she was right, she came over with her two sons. Catherine slowly stopped the car. She was not afraid of these three people in her territory. She believed they would not dare touch her on Farrell's territory. When they got closer, Catherine pressed down the car window and asked her adoptive mother coldly, "What are you three doing here, Catherine?" The adoptive mother forced out a smile. In Catherine's eyes, her smile was uglier than crying. Her biological daughter died last night. If she said she wasn't sad, that would be a lie. Catherine said calmly, "If you don't want to laugh, don't laugh. Your daughter died just last night. You shouldn't laugh now. Although she didn't grow up beside you, you always knew that she was your daughter. Every time your husband comes home, you will give him the best things in the house to give to your daughter. It's a lie to say you don't have feelings. Now that she's dead, it's normal for you, as a mother, to feel uncomfortable. Don't force yourself to laugh." The adoptive mother looked haggard, as if she had aged 10 years, and her eyes were red and swollen. In Catherine's words, how could she not be sad when her biological daughter died? "Catherine," the adoptive mother wiped the tears from her eyes and choked with sobs. "Catherine, we just want to come and see you. I'm sorry for you in the past." Catherine still looked indifferent and said, "The past is in the past. I don't want to mention it. You are sorry for me. Seeing as you didn't strangle me to death when I was a child and let me grow up, I don't want to mention it either. You care too much. After seeing it, go back and live your life. I'm fine." She had integrated into the Farrell family's life. She was becoming more and more stable in her position as the young mistress of the Farrell family. They didn't need to worry. They wouldn't worry about her, either. What they worried about before was that she would be able to gain a foothold and be detrimental to their biological daughter. No matter how badly Shiloh treated them, they were still their children, and the adoptive mother's heart was always biased towards Shiloh. In fact, Catherine, who had just found out that she was the biological daughter of the Farrell family, was envious of Shiloh after returning to the Farrell family. At that time, Shiloh was favored by both her biological parents and her adoptive parents and brothers in the Farrell family. Catherine was a real relative, but they didn't love her as a foster relative. "Catherine, no matter what, my parents have raised you, but now the family is having a hard time, and Shiloh, can you give us some money?" Married at First Sight. Married at First Sight Chapter 3107. Mom's health is getting worse. She has to see a doctor every month, and it costs a lot of money to get injections and medicine. Shiloh's eldest brother shamelessly told them their true purpose. "Yes, my eldest brother and I don't have a high income, and we have to support the family. In the past, my father paid for all the expenses at home. After you made money, you also got some money back. Now my father, mother has no income. You left our house again. It's difficult for me and my eldest brother to support our own small family with the money we earn. How can we still have money to support my mother? She always needs injections and medicines. We spend too much money, and we can't support it." Catherine looked at her adoptive mother. The adoptive mother turned away, not daring to look at Catherine. It was the intention of the two sons to come to Catherine to ask for money. The adoptive mother actually didn't dare to come. She knew that Catherine hated their family. When Catherine was transferred to their home, they didn't treat her well. In the past, Catherine thought they were a family. If she were to harbor resentment towards them once more, her temper would erupt once she had earned some money. Give some living expenses from home. Later, the truth was revealed. After Catherine learned the real reason why she had been abused since she was a child, she had no feelings for their family at all. Some were resentful and hateful. After Catherine returned to the Farrell family, her adoptive mother also inquired a little bit about her behavior. She knew that Catherine was getting stronger and more recognized by her biological mother, and Catherine's strength indicated Shiloh's weakness. Shiloh's life in Farrell would become increasingly difficult. Shiloh also had no chance to sit as head of the family again. When she learned about these things, her adoptive mother resented Catherine, feeling that it was Catherine who had put her biological daughter at a disadvantage. Now their biological daughter accidentally fell down and died, and it was related to them. If they hadn't come here to take Shiloh back, Shiloh wouldn't have fallen down accidentally because of excitement, and she wouldn't have died. The two sons said that since they were here and Shiloh died, their future hope was gone, and they would ask Catherine for a sum of money no matter what. Their little life was neither good nor bad, but Catherine's life was good, which left them feeling unhappy and wanting to ask Catherine for money. It's also a test. If they can get money this time, knowing that Catherine still misses the kindness of raising her in the past, they can come to Catherine to ask for money from time to time in the future. Even if the Farrell is not as good as before, her father said that the Farrell has a strong foundation and still has a fortune of tens of billions. 10 billion. So much money. As long as Catherine is willing to give money, they don't have much money, tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands at a time. For the Farrell with a fortune of tens of billions, it is nothing. Catherine was the successor of Farrell and would be the owner of tens of billions of assets in the future. Catherine asked her adopted brother coldly, "What does my relationship have to do with you?" "We have no relationship at all. The moment we know the truth, we have no relationship. Shiloh is your biological sister. If you need money, go to her." "Catherine, you can't say that. Our family has raised you up after all." Catherine interrupted her adopted brother, "Didn't my family raise your biological sister? What kind of life did your biological sister live in my family? What kind of life did I live in your family? You are all the people who know the truth. You know that I am the daughter of Farrell, but you still treat me so badly, bully me, and abuse me. Is this kindness? This is hatred. I have had no feelings for you for a long time, some are filled with resentment and hatred. I didn't settle a score with you, and I didn't make your life worse than death. I'm very generous. The adoptive mother opened her mouth to say something but couldn't. She had no face to ask Catherine for money. The two sons were also blushing at Catherine's words, hesitating and speechless. Married at First Sight. Married at First Sight Chapter 3108- Please move out of the way, or I will ask security to pull you away. Catherine said it seriously. It was impossible for them to lie on her body and purge herself of blood. Not to mention that Catherine was not their biological child, even if she were, she would not be regarded as their vampire. Catherine, you can't be so heartless. My mother is also your adoptive mother. She raised you. You and your family should give our family some support. Catherine asked back, has your family paid child support to my family? My family spent more money and effort to raise Shiloh to adulthood. If the two families settle the expenses of raising a child, you will have to pay a large amount of money. Also, don't forget that the person who exchanged me and Shiloh was your biological father. Your biological father made a big mistake. Who can you blame? If you want to blame, blame your family for your ambition. They want their biological daughter to become the successor of the Feral and take over the Feral in the future. They would then tell the truth to manipulate Shiloh and get more from Feral. What a big game of chess. Catherine felt that her old lady was smart and cruel, but she fell into the hands of the previous butler. She didn't know what to say about her biological mother. Shiloh looked nothing like anyone in the Feral. Didn't they have any suspicion? I'll count to three. If you don't leave, I'll call security. Catherine said that and started counting. Catherine, I'm sorry, we shouldn't bother you. The adoptive mother knew that there would be no money. She didn't want to come, but her two sons insisted on her coming. Now they should be worried. Since Catherine was a teenager, it has been difficult for them to control her. It was impossible to control Catherine before, let alone now. Catherine was right. It was their family's fault. They were the ones who sent Catherine to live a difficult life with their family. It was their family that made the big mistake. How could they have the dignity to come to Catherine to ask for money, and what qualifications did she have to let Catherine support her in her old age? The adoptive mother apologized to Catherine, then pulled her two sons aside and stopped blocking her way. The company's door was opened long ago. The security guard saw that Catherine was still talking to those people, so he kept waiting. When they gave way, Catherine stepped on the accelerator and drove into the company. The company door quickly closed. The mother and son watched Catherine's car drive into Farrell's group and stopped at the entrance of the office building. They watched Catherine get out of the car and go straight into the office building. Soon, they could no longer see Catherine's face. Mom, are you leaving like this? The eldest son still asked his mother reluctantly. The adoptive mother said, "What if we don't do this?" She is now Catherine, the young master of the Feral, and will be the head of the Feral in the future. We no longer tolerate the bullying and manipulation of her as a little girl. If they had known that Catherine was so cruel, they should have strangled her to death. In that case, maybe Shiloh could stay in Farrell forever. At that time, the couple had the idea of strangling Catherine to death. Thinking of strangling Catherine to death, they told others that Catherine died of illness. However, Matriarch Farrell was aware that Shiloh and Catherine were born on the same day, so she would periodically inquire about the child, stating that since they were born on the same day and in the same hospital, they were destined to be together. Married at First Sight. Married at First Sight Chapter 3109. From time to time, Matriarch Farrell would give her husband, the butler, some small things to take home to Catherine. In the past, her husband also won the trust of Matriarch Farrell at the Farrell Mansion. In that case, if they said that the child was sick, Matriarch Farrell would definitely help. After much deliberation, they left Catherine alone and did not strangle Catherine to death. But they treated Catherine very badly. Catherine was able to live to adulthood only because of her toughness and luck, as well as the concern of her neighbors' uncles and mothers-in-law, so Catherine did not starve to death. When Catherine returned to the Farrell, her grandmother, who had taken care of her when she was a child, had passed away, but her children were still alive. Catherine later gave them a large sum of money. She also arranged a stable job for them in the company under her own name. It was a way of repaying their old mother for protecting Catherine when she was a child, taking care of Catherine, and giving Catherine food. After all, you raised her up. Mom, you're old now and has no money. Catherine is so rich, but she doesn't give us tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands. The elder brother complained. The little brother is also complaining, Catherine is not our biological child, so forget it if we don't give it to her. The biological child, after knowing that she is our child, will not visit us or give us any money, and will not even give it to us brothers. There is no work arrangement. Give us a high-paying and easy job so that we brothers don't have to travel so hard for 3 meals a day. The adoptive mother sighed and said, Shiloh didn't grow up in our family. She lived a good life. She always thought that she was the successor to Farrell. Suddenly, she knew that we were her relatives. How could she accept this reality? Matriarch Farrell couldn't bear to let her leave and left her to be the second young lady in the Farrell. She just wants to please Matriarch Farrell, and she has no business with us. Let's go back. Take Shiloh's ashes back with you. A biological daughter is always a biological daughter. Should she pass away, we must retrieve her ashes. The boss said disgustedly, why are you taking her back? She is an unmarried girl. She can't be included in our family's ancestral graves, even if she dies. Moreover, even if she dies, she won't want to go back with us. The second child also said, that's right, she died a violent death, and she might turn into a ghost after her death. What should we do if we take her back and keep pestering us? Both brothers were somewhat guilty. They weren't the ones who pushed Shiloh to fall from the building, but Shiloh fell from the building because she quarreled with them and got into trouble, which led to the accident. They originally thought that they could take Shiloh back, marry her off, and receive a betrothal gift, but it turned out. Let's go back. This trip is so unlucky. It's the young lady from Farrell. Why did she call us when she had nothing to do? The two sons walked away, cursing. What could Shiloh's biological mother do? She took a deep look at the Farrell Group office building, then turned around and ran to catch up with her two sons. Their family's plan truly came to an end when Shiloh died. The dream of changing their family by exchanging children, climbing up the ladder, and becoming a wealthy family was ultimately shattered. It also resulted in the destruction of the family. The adoptive mother also felt regretful. If they had raised Catherine well and treated her well, even if Catherine knew the truth, she wouldn't be so indifferent to their family. Shiloh, her biological daughter, didn't want to recognize them, and she could understand that. Knowing that Shiloh didn't want to recognize them, her mother rarely came to Shiloh because she didn't want to disturb Shiloh's life. As long as she knew that Shiloh was living a good life in the Farrell and was still living a life of good food and clothing. Of course, the family still harbors illusions. They imagined that Catherine could not hold up the wall. The head of the Farrell cultivated Shiloh, the adopted daughter, as a potential successor. She might have a chance to take over Farrell. As long as Shiloh took over the Farrell family, their family's life would be easier. Even if Shiloh cannot take the position, if any young master of the Farrell has the chance to take the position, Shiloh will also get a lot of benefits, and there is still hope for their family. Their dreams were beautiful, but reality was cruel. Married at First Sight. Married at First Sight Chapter 31 10 Catherine returned to her office and walked to the window to look down. When she saw her adoptive mother and two adoptive brothers leaving, she turned around and returned to her desk to sit down. First, she sent a message to Mr. Fraser, telling him not to take any action after his mother left home. Liberty's reminder made her realize that she had nearly fallen into the deep hole her mother had dug. Usually, when her mother goes on a long trip, she never tells her where she is going or what she is going to do. When Matriarch Farrell went to Wiltspoon last time, she told Catherine to take care of the company. They all recognized and observed the invitation from the York family. Mother was going to Wiltspoon to attend Mr. York's wedding. It was open and transparent. Mother didn't have to hide it, so she would explain some things to her. This time, her mother told her that she was traveling far away and revealed that when she went to see an old friend, she only thought of her mother's recognition and trust in her. The mother also said that with so many things happening in the family and they were biological mother and daughter, the mother could only believe her. Let her think that her mother really believes in her. Ignoring her mother's suspicion and scheming nature, how could she trust her 100% so easily? Mother and daughter also shared unspoken secrets. After sending the message to Mr. Fraser, Catherine put down her phone, picked up the coffee cup, stood up, and walked to the small tea room to make coffee for herself. She didn't sleep well last night. She invited Liberty to drink coffee just now. She drank a cup of coffee, but she felt it was not enough. She had to drink another cup of coffee to have the energy to deal with business. She had to go to a meeting later. There was a dinner party at noon. Her schedule was also tightly packed. Only when her mother returned to work could she take a breather. Otherwise, many things would be pressing on her. Some veterans in the company were still dissatisfied with her and would stumble and dig holes for her from time to time. When she came back to the company every day, it was like she was in a war, and she had to be careful of overt and covert attacks at every step she took. Ring, ring, ring. The intercom rang. Catherine came out of the small tea room, walked to the desk, and pressed the speakerphone. Vice President Farrell, President Jansen wants to see you. Mr. Jansen referred to Catherine's eldest brother, Marco Jansen. Catherine's beautiful eyes twinkled. Shiloh died, and the eldest sister-in-law proposed divorce again. The eldest brother was still in the mood to return to the company. Let him in. Catherine said something, then ended the call, turned around, and went back to the small tea room. Soon, Marco opened the door and came in. His face was still a little bruised. Even though he was still wearing a suit and leather shoes, the stubble on his face made him appear haggard. The dark circles under his eyes were also very serious, and it was obvious at a glance that he was seriously sleep-deprived. Marco came in and didn't see Catherine, so he shouted, "Catherine, Catherine, where are you?" Catherine said, "I'm in the tea room, making a cup of coffee." "Brother, do you want some coffee? Bring me a drink, I can let the secretary do this kind of thing." Marco walked to the door of the tea room, looked at it, walked away, and walked to the sofa to sit down. End of chapters 3106 to 3110 of Married at First Sight by Gu Lingfei. Please wait for the next chapters. And in the meantime, don't leave the website, you can listen to other famous novel titles such as The Broken Warrior's Daughter by Cooper, When His Eyes Opened by Simple Silence, Can't Win Me Back by Ginger Sue, The CEO's Ex-Wife is a Famous Doctor by Lee Lhyz, You're Gonna Miss Me When I'm Gone by Cora Smith, and more.